Welcome back to Game On this afternoon. Sumeet's with us, of course, from Me Gamers, and also Mike Priest as well from Stuff Magazine. Mike, how's the magazine? What are we looking forward to this time?
Very well. So we're just on deadline at the moment, which is why I look as tired as I do.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So
I can't really look tired.
I'm not going to mention what we've got coming out in the next issue. You can see when that you'd be surprised. But in the current issue, we have our E3 coverage, so please do check that out.
Good marketing right now.
I have an announcement. Yes. I reached level 70 on Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Really? That deserves a round of applause.
I've got my prestige. Thank you. Thank you. It was those sneaky gameplays. The wife and boy go to bed, and I'm like, quickly, turn on.
Let me get some online fix.
Yeah, no. I'll have to answer for it when I get home. Yeah. I'll get my online fix. And now I get all the way there, and we're talking about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which the latest one is Black Ops. I know I'm a little bit behind the times. We've got Call of Duty 3 coming up.
Right.
And I've hit prestige, which means I've lost all those weapons that I've spent the last year trying to get, and now I've gone back to bare basics.
Yeah, but do you feel accomplished?
I feel a little bit annoyed that I clicked yes on going for prestige because I'd worked so hard to get the AK-47. I just started enjoying using it, and then I'm losing it.
Yeah.
And now it's getting me, trying to hook me in, and to be honest with you, since I did prestige, which was last week, I haven't played again.
Well, then maybe that's the cure. Maybe that's they put that in for people like you.
There seems to be a little bit of mixed reactions, you guys. We just talked about young Potter or Mr. Potter now.
Potter.
A bit mixed reaction about the last one. Wes hasn't seen it because I know he hasn't seen any of them. I've only seen one, and I don't know. I just maybe not my thing.
Yeah.
Probably waiting for the box set like Wes's.
I'd make a weekend of it.
You know, Mike, you've seen it.
I have. I'm glad that it's all over. I'm going to say that.
Relieved.
Yeah, like so now I don't really have to worry about it anymore. I found with the Harry Potter films, it's like every time I go and watch one, it's been such a long time since the last one. I spent half the movie trying to work out what the hell was going on previously.
Yeah, it's not like a weekly series where you know where he's left off. It's like a year ago.
What's this character and who died and I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's over.
Sumeet, what's going to take...
I find it so funny that Mike was worried about it. he said he was worried about weird things.
what's going to take its place? As Wes kindly said just when we were off air there, as regards money-wise...
Money-wise, I think Dark Knight Rises will easily take its place. I think the popularity of the last Batman movie was too spectacular to put it down thinking that, something like Harry Potter would win. But I do understand Wes's point that, parents take their kids who want to watch as well. Yeah. So it's really four tickets as compared to two mature audiences watching it. But from what I see from Batman, I think that's going to blow everything out of the water. I think it's the end of the trilogy, like they say. It's the end of the storyline. Christopher Nolan's last Batman movie. We don't know if he will make another one. But from what we saw from the quick teaser that was played before Harry Potter, it looked absolutely phenomenal. The movie looks great. Bane looks fantastic, if anything. It looks exactly like the comic book character. And I think, if anything, that Potter doesn't stand a chance. I think he should have died in the movie.
You're giving it away now.
Batman's going to sort him out.
No. I'm not talking about, in the sense where he should just admit defeat to Batman.
But I mean, okay, so the new Batman flick's not out until when? Next year?
Next year.
Right, so I mean, that's a big gulf of time between now and then.
Well, if you look at it, there's not really that many big movie titles that are coming out in between that time. Batman is the big next thing. Mission Impossible is there as well, which is being shot in Dubai, so I presume Dubai sales figures will be through the roof.
Sumeet's starring in that one. Sumeet's in that one.
Yes, you will see me in the scene.
Captain America as well. You're going to be talking about the game in a moment, Super Soldier.
That is true.
And that's a release as well coming up in August, is it?
Well, Captain America? No, we're looking. I think that's supposedly people are talking about the Eid attraction over here.
So the end of it,
I think what we're going to talk about next is Batman Arkham City, the long awaited sequel.
I think we ought to.
Long awaited sequel to Arkham Asylum, and I must admit that me and Mike are waiting and dying to play this game.
I really don't care about any other game this year aside from this game.
Really?
On a personal level. Did you play the first one, Wes?
No.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm more first-person kind of person in this whole over-the-shoulder business. I don't really understand why you would be so intrigued by it. And take a listen. Just take a listen to this and then see. You'll understand my skepticism.
Have you ever considered that all this is your fault? Your presence creates these animals.
Confirmation that prisoner 40 is in the courthouse.
Heads and tails, kitty cat.
This is dangerous. I like it.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Nice of you to say, but you of all people should know there's plenty wrong with me.
Skepticism? I don't know what the hell you're talking about,
man. The voice,
right?
Of Mark Hamill is the Joker.
Okay, great music. It comes across like a Quentin Tarantino film in costume. Great, I appreciate that. But it's so controlled, so structured, it would feel like you're being led, like you're on one of those tour group holidays.
Okay, sure. Now, that normally I would say yes, but the kind of kick with Arkham City, as opposed to the first game, Arkham Asylum, is that they've actually taken it sort of a notch up. It's now an open city. Like, you can actually play all over Arkham, all over Gotham City. And what from my understanding, what's happened is the inmates of Arkham Asylum have all broken out, and they've overrun the city.
And hence it's called Arkham City.
Yeah, Arkham City.
Well, actually, you're somewhat incorrect about this thing. From what I've heard is that they've closed off a section of Gotham City and renamed it Arkham City, where they put all the inmates and everything there, and they've taken over there. And what has happened...
Similar to what they did with the original Batman, with Christian Bale, of how the asylum was blocked off.
Exactly. So this is that someone plays around that same storyline. But what makes this game so amazing is that, first of all, like from the previous game, you got all the famous voice actors from the animated series, including Mark Hamill doing the amazing voice of Joker. And I think we spoke about this, like, his laughter is just too good.
It's amazing. And just remind us again of Mark Hamill.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. So the quality of voices.
Has Luke gone to the dark side?
Apparently so. Well, I mean, he's been doing the Joker's voice for years.
He's
now
won awards and everything behind this as well. And not to mention that you got a couple of new characters. Riddler's finally in the game as well, and it's the original voice of Edward E. Nygma. So, and then not to mention Two-Face, you got Catwoman in it as well. I'm not sure if it's the original.
Catwoman is a playable character, which I thought that was kind of neat. Is what they showed
it. And surprisingly enough, I think this is only offered in the U.S. Best Buy stores, is that if you buy Arkham City from them, is that you actually get to play as Robin in the game as well.
That's totally awesome.
Okay, which I thought was very interesting. And from the first Batman game, no one ever expected to be this Batman game to be so dark and so mysterious.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what really hooked me, is that sort of the developer that made the game, Rocksteady, they've never made a game before, and they kind of came out of the park and blew everyone away, because traditionally games based on superheroes are not always that great.
Exactly.
They're a little bit lackluster.
You guys seem to have a bit of a downer on it when we talk about a new film or a new superhero film. When you run the comparison, you in most cases you're not very delighted about what you see.
I mean, the only real popular one that ever came out was Spider-Man for the original Xbox, and that only the one that did well. And then the one which really came out like so horribly bad was Superman.
Yeah, which was pretty
atrocious. Which was just atrocious. and everything else in between has been nothing great. Yeah. And then when Rocksteady came up with the game, and they literally put all their baskets like in this game. Like if this game didn't pick up, like Rocksteady would have been shut down.
The studio would have been dissolved, and it sold gangbusters, and deservedly so. It is a fantastic Batman game.
How many super villains has the Batman franchise used now? You mentioned like Two-Face.
Okay,
and so
no, that's in this one. From the previous game, they used obviously Joker, Harley Quinn, Scarecrow. Killer Croc and
Poison Ivy.
I think that's it.
I think that was pretty much it.
Bane
was in it as well.
Yeah. Was Bane in it? Yeah, Bane was in it. And then a couple of cameos in the background. Mm-hmm. But in this case, from what we know, it's only like as of now, Two-Face, Riddler has been showcased. Mm-hmm. Joker's back in the game. Mm. Penguin is somewhat involved as well. And that's it for now. I think that we don't know yet until the game arrives.
I'm right in saying this, Mike. There's quite a few villains that they can choose from. If you go back through the history of Batman.
He's got an amazing stable of villains. I mean, some of them are a bit ridiculous.
That's probably why they're not used.
Batman comics.
Who's your favorite villain from the Batman?
It has to be the Joker. I mean, you know, I know that's the easy answer, but he really is like one of the greatest.
What about you? I mean, I know you're wearing purple, but and I got green. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Penguin, I think.
Penguin?
Yeah, I think Penguin.
What about you, Wes? What's your favorite?
The one that Arnold Schwarzenegger played.
Mr. Freeze,
just purely because it was funny to see Arnold Schwarzenegger play that character.
But if it were up to me, I have to say my favorite character would be Bane. I think because from the comic book franchise, Bane was the only one who actually, he broke the Batman. That was a big statement that he put out there.
Oh, what about Nicole Kidman's character?
Poison Ivy.
Oh, it was Uma Thurman, wasn't
it? Uma Thurman's
character. Okay. Oh, wait, I'm changing my vote.
Okay, we got more to come on Game On this afternoon. We're going to be talking about Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, and also Captain America, Super Soldier as well, and looking at the top 10 courtesy of Virgin Megastores.